Thunder Bay, I was just shocked, said Brenda Levescant, after learning the city might build its shelter village next door to her home. Levescant told Dougal Media that she first heard the news when her daughter sent a link to a news article on the proposal to build the city's shelter village at 1111 Fort William Road. I was not happy about it at all, she said. On Monday, the city will recommend entering into a lease agreement with the Lakehead Region Conservation Authority, LRCA, to use a portion of its land to build the shelter village. I have lots of concerns, safety issues, she said. I know that everybody that's homeless isn't having alcohol, drug, mental issues, there are people that are working that are having a difficult time. But like how much percentage of the homeless is having the drug, the alcohol, the mental illness issues? So, it concerns me having them over there. For the past 8 years, Levescant has lived in one of three apartments in the building immediately next to the proposed site. During that time, she said had several dangerous encounters, including a person kicking in her window. I don't feel safe even coming out to walk my dog, she said. City staff said they chose the location because it fits the site selection criteria, including having space to build up to 80 to 100 units, being close to public transit and essential health and social services, having existing encampment activity nearby, and with power, water and sewer hookups in place to allow for quick construction. If approved by council, the city plans to erect an 8-foot privacy fence around the LRCA's triangular property and have 24/7 on-site staff support and security. The promise of a privacy fence and security does not reassure her. What kind of security are they going to have? Like, you see security at grocery stores or whatever, and people just walk out with stuff anyway. So, are they going to have the authority to lay the law down? Said Levescant. She said her daughter is bringing her concerns to the LRCA and the city. My daughter's written a letter to the LRCA, expressing her concerns, and she's forming emails right now to send to the mayor and to every council member. With files from Jonathan Wilson.